Hey, Redemption Gateway, welcome to today's Daily Dose. This is part four of a series on how to pray biblically. We're using the acronym SHARE, S-H-A-R-E, to talk about prayer. S has to do with submission. We pray knowing that God is God and we are not. H has to do with honesty. We don't pray cleaning up ourselves and then praying. We pray just straight from the gut, our truth of what we're seeing and what we're sensing, trusting that God can filter through and already sees the ugly parts of us and what we have nothing to hide from him, so we might as well stop pretending we can hide it, so we should pray honestly. Then we had the A, which is about asking. We ask God for things because he's a good father, who he knows what we need more than we know, but he still takes joy in the process of us asking and him granting our requests. And this one, R, has to do with repenting or repentantly. We pray repentantly. So repentant is describing the change of heart, the process of going from here to going there. It's changing our mind. It's not just confessing. It's not just not doing something, but it's the reorientation of the internal self into a new way of living. I think about probably my best couple of friends. All of them, I've had real moments where I sinned against them. They confronted me on it, and I repented and confessed, and we connected in that moment. Or vice versa, they sinned against me, I confronted them on it, and they repented, asked for forgiveness, and so it was almost like, because of like the honest connection on, we've been through something together and now we're connecting, I feel like that person becomes like safer or more trustworthy, that I can trust them to tell me the truth if I sin against them, not go tell somebody else the truth that I sinned against them or gossip about me. And so when I feel like people are confronting me and not just flattering me, it's one of the ways that I develop trust with them. And it's similar with God and us, that God confronts us by his Spirit and we can own the sin that we've committed because he's merciful. And I want to say, like, as we pray, sometimes it's because we pray honestly and asking. We ask for things, we want things that are sinful. And even in asking for it, the Spirit shows us that we want sinful things. Sometimes it's in praying honestly, we realize that we are off base and we're missing the mark. But it's actually the process of being close to God and honest with him and seen by him that the Spirit actually works in our hearts. And so very often it's in praying that we develop the self-awareness to be able to repent. And so the fact that we're repenting is evidence that the Spirit is working in our hearts. And I just want to share from Psalm 51 just an example of repentant prayer. So Psalm 51, verse 1, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. There's a love sandwich there. It's like mercy, love, mercy. That the reason that the psalmist is repenting is because they trust that God is merciful and loving. We're not repenting to earn anything. We're not repenting to gain God's favor. We're repenting because God already loves us and because God is merciful. So it's a bad reason to repent if we think that we're trying to earn something from God. But it's beginning from the presupposition that God is safe and caring and honest and loving and merciful. That's what actually energizes my repenting. But here's what he says, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Blot out my transgressions. Cleanse me from my sin. My sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned. I've done what is evil in your sight. And he goes on and on to talk about all these different words for sin and transgression. And in the Psalm 51 is general, but we need to think particularly about our sins. Most all Christians think it's fine to be sinners in general, but when you start talking about particular sins, we get defensive. So we want to repent of our particular sins particularly and confess them to the Lord because he's good. And so we see a prayer is a multi-thing process, but ultimately it's about standing next to God, sharing his heart, bringing our heart to him, and some of that includes our sinful hearts being exposed. But that's a good and meaningful thing because it helps us grow. All right, thanks, Redemption Gateway. I'll see you tomorrow for our last bit of this five-part series on prayer.